There's something I have to tell you. I want to move in with you and Barbara Jean.
What?
I said I want to move in with you and Barbara Jean.
And you tell me this now? With your mother in the house?
She's upstairs.
That doesn't make any difference. These floors are paper thin.
Look, I know you don't want to upset Mom.
Hey, if your mom's mad at me, I'll deal with that. The real issue here is whether or not you've thought this thing through.
No, I haven't. It just occurred to me a few minutes ago. I thought, Dad and Barbara Jean's walls are a different color than Mom's. I should live here.
Kira, I'm serious.
So am I. Face it, at Mom's, it's Elizabeth first, then Jake, Van, and Cheyenne. I'm always last. When Jake got a turtle, I moved down one spot.
Sweetheart, nothing would make me happier than to have you living here with me. But listen, you have to be absolutely sure this is what you want before we tell your mother.
I'm sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
No, that's not good enough, honey. I don't want to put her through that unless we absolutely have to. And you can't tell anyone that we had this conversation. Nobody can know, okay?
And the neighbor on the other side, the one that just got out of rehab, she seems a little nosy. Yeah, she'll be drinking again.
Hey, guys. Back from the tour so soon?
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing.
Don't believe him, Reba. He's got his lion face on.
Mom, can we go to the store before my party tonight? I want to get some nail polish.
Sure, honey. Bye, Reba. Bye, Barbara Jean.
Bye, Reba.
I'll be watching you.
Jeez, Barbara Jean. When I put on my lying face, don't point out that I put on my lying face!
So you were lying?
Yes. Yes. Because Kira and I were discussing whether she wants to move in here with us.
Kira wants to move in with us?
Oh, this is so exciting! Oh, I wonder which placemat she's gonna want, the solar system or the alphabet?
Wait a minute, Brock. Should we be happy? I mean, this is a bad thing for Reba.
Look, Barbara Jean, I don't want Reba to be hurt, but yeah, I'm happy. I mean, when I left, I was so worried that Kira really resented me for it. But obviously she doesn't.
Oh, Brock. You are one deep pool. Who should I tell first?
No, you can't tell anyone.
But you know I can't keep secrets. That's why I was such a bad mistress.
Barbara Jean, promise me that you won't tell anyone.
I promise.
Is that your lying face?
No.
Oh, man.
Stops with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Hey.
Hey, sexy.
What are you telling? Stop it. Come on, cut it out. No, seriously, stop. Hi, sweetie. Daddy had something on his neck. Mommy bit it off.
Make excuses to a baby.
Yeah, but she's getting bigger, Cheyenne.
Yeah, well, that's our fault, Van. We keep on feeding her.
What I mean is like, you know, I think she's starting to figure out what we're doing, you know? I mean, I remember when it happened to me as a kid. I walked in my parents' room and...
Oh.
Oh, All I'm saying is I think we should move her out of our room.
And where would you suggest that we put her?
Well, hey, how about when we want to, you know, huh? Uh-huh. We can tell your mom and put Elizabeth in with her.
Is Reba around?
Yeah, she's around here somewhere. Want me to get her?
No. I don't want her to see me. I think I left Henry's favorite blankie here. Could you get it for me?
Yeah.
What's bothering you, Barbara Jean?
I am carrying a very delicate secret. And I'm afraid if I see Reba, I'm just gonna blurt it out.
Hey, Barbara Jean.
Oh.
You ordering burgers?
Why are you hanging in my window? You all right? I don't know what's going on around here, but I sure am liking the new Barbara Jean. Come on, little girl.
Come on, darling.
Barbara Jean, and you don't have to just hang in my window like that. Just get completely off the property.
Okay, I've got to know the secret.
Oh, I can't tell you. I promise. I won't tell. I won't tell.
Tell what?
Kira's thinking about moving in with me and your dad.
What?
And you can't tell anyone. Promise?
We promise.
Good. Thank you. And by the way, your dad dyes his hair.
Your dad dyes his hair?
Dan, I cannot believe Kira. Doesn't she know what that would do to Mom? She is so selfish.
You're right. She's totally selfish. I mean, imagine how sad your mom's gonna be walking by that door and peeking in that empty room. Oh, wait a minute! I just got a brilliant idea.
You mean we can move Elizabeth in there?
Well, I was gonna nail the door shut, but that is better.
Okay, have fun. I want you back in this door at 10:30.
Why do I have to have a curfew? Why can't I just use my own judgment?
Well, let's see, I'm torn between two classics, Because I Said So, or My House, My Rules. You pick.
Oh, so I only have to be an adult when you want me to.
Kira, you're 14 years old. If I let you run wild, I'll be a bad parent, okay?
No.
Then we go with My House, My Rules.
And what if I don't accept living under these conditions?
You don't have a choice. 10:30, Kira. 10:30! I'm not kidding! P.M.
I really don't think this is the best time to come down too hard on her, Mrs. H.
Thanks for the parenting tip, Van. Mm-hmm. Here's one for you. Don't have a baby at 17.
I'm serious.
Ah, this ought to be fun. And why shouldn't I?
Because Kira... I would like to consult Cheyenne on this for a minute, please. Thank you. Okay, we have to tell her it's the right thing to do.
Van, if we do the right thing, Elizabeth won't have her room.
If we do the wrong thing... Well, I don't know what will happen if we do the wrong thing, but... It can't be good, because that's why they call it the wrong thing.
We promised by Regina.
Yeah, I know, but if we don't tell your mom, she'll eventually find out we knew and didn't tell her. I don't want to live in that world, Cheyenne.
The boy makes sense.
See? Even she thinks...
Okay, I want to know what's going on right now.
Okay. Mom. Okay, Mom, don't overreact. But Kira is, she's thinking about moving in with Dad and Barbara Jean.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, but don't worry. You won't be bummed out by looking in an empty room. We're gonna put the baby in there.
Van.
What? It made us feel better. No.
I know it's a little high, but that's where I drilled the hole.
I wasn't looking at that. I was looking at you. You look so manly.
Really? 'Cause I wasn't trying to, you know.
I guess I always think of you as a doctor, you know. All brainy and stuff. But here you are, fixing up your home for your woman and child. It stirs me.
But I'm all stinky.
Stinky? Or love musky?
How could you? We're married now, you knew that!
I'm talking about Kira wanting to move in with you.
What? Kira told you?
No, Van and Cheyenne did.
How did they find... Did you tell them?
No.
Oh.
So that's why you bought a four-bedroom house so Kira could move in.
No, we needed a room for Henry.
And I'm thinking of turning the spare bedroom into a library.
That'll be one lonely book. And that'd leave another bedroom for Kira, by the way.
Yes. Okay? If Kira wants to move in here with us, I'm happy to have her.
Happy to steal her?
Steal her? You don't own her, Reba. She's our daughter.
Don't you yell at me.
Well, you're yelling at me.
I'm a nice person. I'm allowed. Both of you, stop yelling!
It makes my tummy hurt.
Look, Reba, it doesn't matter what we think. It's Kira's choice.
I don't want her to have a choice. I want you to tell her she can't move in with you.
Reba, look, you said it yourself. At your house, Kira always gets the short end of the stick. Her problems are always less important than everyone else's.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, Elizabeth and Jake can't take care of themselves, and Van and Cheyenne, well, you've met them. Kira is the only other adult in the house.
Yeah, and maybe over here, she'll get to be a kid again.
I've forgiven you for a lot of things, Brock. But if you take my daughter away from me, that's something I could never forgive.
Reba.
Mamma mia, that's a one a spicy redhead.
Hey, Mrs. H, what are you doing up here?
Looking for my BB gun. Did you know I can see Barbara Jean's house from here? What are you two doing?
Oh, nothing big. Just seeing if Jake here likes his new room.
No, I don't want to move up here.
You're not going to, Jake.
Good, because I don't like that thing behind Van.
What? Hey, what you got there, Mrs. H?
Kira's baby stuff.
Oh, yeah? Was that her favorite doll?
No, it was Cheyenne's favorite doll. Kira stole it. Poor thing never had a chance. Oh, my gosh. Kira's baby shoes. Oh, man. I remember the day I first put these on her. That's when everything went wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, Kira was over a year old, and she just flat out refused to walk. So one day I put these shoes on her, and zoom, she just took off. Ever since then, she's never stopped trying to get away from me. Only this time, I don't know if she'll ever come back.
Oh, come on, Mrs. H. This is not like you.
Well, it's not like me.
Well, you know, being all soft and mushy. I mean, usually you're all, "Grr, you don't scare me, I'm Reba."
Thanks, Van. It's always flattering to know how other people see you.
Mrs. H, whoops.
Man, it just hurts so much. I didn't think anything could hurt this much.
get you something? Tissue? Soda? Anything from downstairs?
Would you pray with me?
Pray? You mean to God?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Lord, we praise you and we thank you for our many blessings that you've given us. We're in your hands, Lord. Could I ask just this one little bitty favor? Lord, please don't let me lose my daughter. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Van. I better go start dinner.
Hey, God, give her this one. Oh, and if you want to throw in a Corvette, too, you know, that's your business.
Still waiting for Kira, Ma?
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, it's not 10:30. She's still got 3 more minutes. I don't know what I'm gonna do with all this time. I may go up and take a bath.
Yeah.
Hey, Mrs. H, if Kira doesn't make it home on time, just let her slide. You don't want to push her over the edge.
No, Van, she has to punish her. If she doesn't, Kira will walk all over her.
She's right. Talk about your classic lose-lose situations.
You both can stop worrying. She'll be home.
Okay. Hey, do you mind if we stick around now?
Fine. Just stop talking.
Okay. Man, this is like waiting for pizza.
Van!
Uh-oh, time's up.
What?
No, you still got 1 minute left. But you should have seen your faces.
Cheyenne, I'm too far away. Would you mind?
Hey, you go. I'm just trying to lighten the mood. Now it's 30 seconds.
Oh, come on, Kira, don't do this to me. Don't make me have to choose.
25.
She'll make it.
15.
She's coming. She's walking up to the door right now.
10.
She's digging in her purse for the keys.
5.
She's opening up the door now.
I'm sorry, Mom.
No! She's coming! Maybe her watch was just a little bit slower than ours. She's walking through that door in the next minute.
But I...
No, just watch!
Did you train that door to do something?
Kira, you're home! You came through the back door!
And I got a yogurt.
Yeah.
Good job, Kira.
Yeah. Looks like you dodged a bullet this time, Mrs. H.
Yeah, I did. This time.
Come on. What's the big deal? I came home on time. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, you're right, Kira. It shouldn't be a big deal. But it was. Because I know that you talked to your dad about maybe moving in with him.
Oh.
Is that all you have to say is oh?
Well, I was going to say surprise, but I thought that would make you mad.
Oh! I'm not going to get mad. I'm not even going to get hurt. I'm not even going to try to make you feel guilty. Unless that would do any good. I'm not even going to try to make you feel guilty. But this doesn't work. I can't be afraid to be your mother just because you've got someplace else to go.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you have to make a choice, and you have to live with that choice. If you want to go live with your father, I won't stand in your way. But I won't let you hop between houses. This isn't a game.
You want me to tell you right now?
You mean you already know? Don't you want to think about it for a couple of years?
No, I've made my decision already.
Okay. Tell me.
Me.